Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Hello, everyone. You, too, can have a podcast. You have a passionate voice. You want to be heard. You can be inspiration to others. And it is super easy. You all know that I am not technical. So just download the Anchor app on your phone or go to anchor.fm and get started sharing your voice and inspiring the world. Hello, I'm Kendra Von Esch, and you are listening to my 10-minute daily podcast, Reality Reflections. I bought into what this world said would make me happy. Money, prestige, power. And hey, if it feels good, do it, because life is stressful, so party hard. Do whatever makes you happy. But that didn't quite work out, because I felt even more insecure, full of fear, shame, and anxiety, and never, ever good enough. Then God found me and flipped my reality upside down and transformed my life. And I want this for everyone. So I left my executive career to help others find true acceptance, supernatural peace, joy, and love that only comes from a relationship with God. Here is my reality reflection for today. Okay. Just do it. Nobody hates to quote Nike more than me. Man, I was a fan. I still have some Nike clothes in my house because they're solid clothing. And when they rip and tear, out they go and no more money given to them. But I don't go out in that stuff. I don't go advertising it. At least I do my best not to. Anymore. No more. Why? Because it's basically slave labor. And the wages that they pay these people, ridiculous. Okay, back to my coffee. And excuse me for my throat clearing. Just do it. If you're out there looking at your life and saying, I need to do this, because you have experiences in your life where when you do this stuff or this action, that your life is better. Mine is working out. I was working out almost every day. I'd say at least 5 times a week. And I was enjoying it. I could feel muscle building in my body. And then we took a trip to Atlanta and I brought my workout stuff with me. I could have worked out on my phone, didn't do it. Ate really bad stuff. Came home,
could have gotten right back on the wagon because guess what? I've got every DVD in the book, right? Downstairs in my basement, all I have to do is shove a disc in the machine and push play. Did I do it? Nope. Did I at least curtail and, you know, bring back my eating or clean it up a little bit? Nope. This has been a couple of weeks now. So this girl with God's help, the Holy Spirit prompting me, because I say every day I want to. And if it's something that I don't want to do, and this can go for you, I want to stop. I want to have you think about something that you don't really want to do, but you know when you do it, you are a better person. You physically feel better. You spiritually feel better. You mentally feel better. Emotionally feel better. It could be working out. It could be eating better. It could be adding spiritual reading back into your life because you did it before and you really enjoyed it and it had an impact on you. Could be going to daily mass, committing to an hour of adoration at least a week, starting mental prayer. And it could even be where you look at temptation and sin that you are in. And you can flip that around and you can say, okay, I don't want to do this, meaning you don't really want to stop this sin. That's why you're fighting against it. It's this battle for most people between the mind, the spirit, and the body, which is why it is so important that we have all of those in alignment, in tippy-top shape, using those words specifically. How is your mind? What can you learn? You can also learn through YouTube videos, no question, through audiobooks. It doesn't have to be sitting down with a book because that's not me. I don't have that kind of time. But I do like to learn and listen while I'm doing things like cleaning the house or making dinner. Not often making dinner, only like if my husband's in the other room watching a game of some sort that I'm not interested in, I'll pop in my earbuds. But not often does that happen. Okay, so yeah, if it's your sin, it's your temptation, then that is where you start adding in your heart, calling out to God, asking for God's grace. We talked about this yesterday, I believe, that God's grace is sufficient to get us through every single temptation, every single one. And that includes laziness. It includes your lustful thoughts. If you can just grab your thoughts, grab your mind immediately when you are attacked or when those thoughts flood your mind, because it's mind, body, soul, spirit. Follow me here. Mind, when you're thinking about these things and you allow your mind to go down that path, you just opened up the door. This is why St. Paul says, capture every single thought in your mind and give it to Jesus. St. Faustina, same thing. She said, you know, I drive out any thought that is not of Jesus Christ. Say it out loud. Use the power of his name. In the name of Jesus, I drive out that any spirit of lust, any thought of lust, I give it to God. I give it to Jesus Christ. Take it to his cross. Pour your precious blood on me, Lord. Protect me. Sorry, excuse me. I don't know. Would you rather have me clear my throat or hear that rattle? I'm thinking maybe clear it, but I could be wrong. And I don't know how to mute. So hold on. Yikes. Okay. Mind, capture that thought. But let's say you've accidentally gone down that path and now you're heading toward the sin. I don't know. Maybe it's porn on your laptop. Maybe it's your addiction to Facebook and, you know, social media. And that's what you do. You scroll through those things for hours. You get anxious and worried. Maybe you're looking at visionaries and you're looking at, you know, scary websites that give you this fear. Again, maybe you're heading right into that adulterous affair or into that gluttonous behavior or that overdrinking, overdrugging. Maybe you're out there stealing because it gives you a high. Whatever it is, now you're going to go bring God into the mess. That's where he wants to be. He didn't come for the righteous. He came for the sick, the lowly, the sinner, 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 chicken dinner. That's you and me, my friends. You and me. That's why we need him so badly in our lives. Mind, body, exercise, move. Especially if you're working from home. My husband's going to be starting that next Monday. I don't know what is going to happen with this whole podcast thing. I've got to get a phone. I'm thinking we're getting closer to a provider that is going to work for us. So maybe it's just a matter of me, you know, going to a different place and recording. But yeah, it'll be weird. I think he'll be here Monday. I don't know. We will know by the end of this week, I think. But crazy things going on in the life of me. All right. I just went off on this little sidebar tangent. Body, 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 body. Okay. Work out. Make sure that you treat the temple of the Holy Spirit. Move it. Stretch it. Make sure that you take care of it. Take it to go get a massage once a month. Treat yourself. Remember, the better that you are, the better you can take care of those around you. The more you neglect you, the more it's going to come out with all of the people that you're trying to love because you're hurting. Mind, body, soul. Again, back to prayer. Bring Jesus Christocentric. That's Christ in the center of everything. Your professional life, your personal life, your physical life, your prayer life. You're on your own life. You're in the world life. You're with your family life. That is living with Jesus, thinking, talking, asking him for guidance all day long. That is living in the Spirit. And when you do that, everything else is easier. Jesus, help me work out today. And just do it. I forgot to go down this path, I believe. When I don't want to do something, I make sure that that's like the first thing I do. Because there is nothing worse than having that hanging over you all day long. Because you're afraid to face it. I've even done that a few times, like, you know, this goes back to my professional days in corporate America, where I just didn't want to have that call, that conversation that was kind of a conflict call, right? Oh, I'll put it off till after lunch. And then, oh, I'll put it off till after three. You know, I'm not, I don't have much energy. I'm going to go down and get a coffee and then I'll come back. And, oh, it's too late. They're East Coast time. I'll catch them tomorrow, you know, and I'd like do this for a couple of days. And, you know, finally it would be, I would tap back into, and this is stuff that they teach you in management in business. And our lives, we need to manage as well, was do the one thing that you don't want to do first. Knock it off the list. Get yourself A, pumped up because you're done with it. I mean, it's amazing when you start your day, you're like checking that thing off. And it's a big checkbox, a heavy checkbox. And it's done. The whole rest of your day is like a piece of cake, you know, and you're like floating on high. Give credit to God, ask for his help during it, whatever it is, but do it. Lord, help me work out today. While you're working out, while your butt is on fire, while your arms are tingling, while sweat's dripping down, invite Jesus in. Align that pain to him on the cross. Make it meritorious. I mean, this is where we can make these sacrifices and these decisions of choice to do things that we do not want to do meritorious because we can align them with Jesus on the cross. It's a suffering for us. I find exercise suffering for me. It's a sacrifice for me. But I will tell you, before I left, I was liking it because my body was reacting. I was happy to see muscle back in my body. I had let myself go. I hadn't worked out with any kind of, and I wasn't using weights per se. It was really just CDs and DVDs, sorry, that actually are weight-bearing exercises. So I was using my own body weight, but I could tell. I'm like, oh my gosh, my muscles and my legs are coming back, my arms, my stomach. I mean, everything. Anyway, bottom line, I was starting to like it. So the fact that I'm saying those things and I'm giving those words any kind of power over me right now is bad. So I'm going to stop and I'm going to take those back. I'm going to say, Lord, I want to thank you for helping me love exercise and helping my body change and me feel the benefits. So I ask again that you enter into my heart, that you help me again with this task in my daily life so that I move my body. I take care of this Holy Spirit, this temple that is not mine. You paid for it. It's yours. I need to take care of it. So help me do that. And you can do the exact same thing with whatever your temptation is. Ask him in. And don't let those negative thoughts, just like I did moments ago, like, I hate exercise. You know, I'm given that vocal justification, validation. I'm speaking it. I'm hearing it in my own voice. I'm putting emotion behind it. You didn't see me over here, but my hands were out. Ow. Oh, that was my elbow that just hit the chair next to me. But my hands were in the air, like fists up in the air, like above my head, like angry, even motions with my body. So to take that, cast that out immediately, capture it, right? That's how you do it, people. That's how you do it. Okay, again, a long one. I hope that this is okay, that they're going over 10 minutes and I'm not babbling too much because sometimes I feel like I am repeating myself or I get off on tangents, but I hope it's worth it and it's valuable. I try my hardest. Excuse me. I try my hardest to bring my own experiences and some practicality of it all. And not just say, go pray, but this is how you pray. This is the purpose of prayer. Go hear and read the Catechism, section 4 on prayer. I hope that that is helpful. If you can get your hands on the Father Ripperger Deliverance Prayers for the Laity, L-A-I-T-Y, that's for people like me who are not religious. I am not obviously not a priest. I'm not a nun. I don't have any letters behind my name. I'm an average person. And those are the prayers for me, for my family, my husband, for the protection of my house and the perimeter of my home and my land. And that is powerful stuff that we all need to have around us. And again, I tell you, when you go to the back of the book, there are so many spirits that we can deliver in our lives that you probably didn't even know were spirits. Did you know that there is a spirit of migraine headaches, a spirit of diabetes? I think there's a spirit of heart disease, of cancer. I mean, evil manifests itself in these physical ways. There's spirits of ourselves. There's spirits of others. There are spirits that you would never even imagine. I had mentioned this before, hiccups, sneezing. And you think, why? What do those do? Well, they just distract you from God. I don't know. They're annoying. And they're little evil things that are kind of like basically attacking you. I don't know. At the end of the day, what the purpose is of heaven, but I see it in my husband all the time. And then I pray over him. I pray the deliverance prayers. Doesn't happen instantly like that, but it does happen. Give him like 2 or 3 more sneezes and it's done. And he's seen it. He's experienced it. I know. I mean, this man has seen so much spiritual stuff. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. 20 minutes in, I just looked down at my computer and I'm going to let you get back on with your life. With Jesus, Christocentric. Talk to him all day. Laugh with him. Cry with him. Call out to him. Thank him. Praise him. Go see him. Commit some time with him, mind, body, soul, and spirit. The soul and spirit go together. So when you pray, the Spirit of the Lord will stir in your soul. Those two will mingle, and you will be filled with the Spirit of God more than your own desires, your own greeds and lusts and temptations. And then those graces will flow and you'll be able to walk through that day, only that day. Remember, we're living in today with God glowing in you because you're talking to him and asking for his grace. He told St. Paul, I'm not taking this sin, this temptation away from you. You are given enough grace. My grace is sufficient. And you glorify me in your weakness, like I am your strength. What does that mean? Well, as you're going through that day with that temptation, and you call out to Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, help me with this temptation. In the name of Jesus, I deliver the temptation of lust, of pornography, of alcohol, of anger against my neighbor, of lack of forgiveness for my family, of judgment of my friends, whatever it is. And I command you to go to the foot of the Holy Cross, where Jesus will pour his precious blood on you and he'll give you your sentence. Don't come back here again. And Lord, please fill me with your spirit of purity, temperance, self-control, of love, of acceptance, of kindness and generosity, of patience and love and joy and peace. That is how we do it every moment of every day. And that the moments that we're feeling awesome and we're just looking outside and appreciating God's beauty, we can say thank you. We're catching a glimpse of our family sitting around, hanging out, laughing. We can say thank you, God, for this beautiful gift. When we're able to curl up on a couch by ourselves and open up a book and spend some time getting closer to the Lord through saints' writings and priests and teachers of the faith. Thank you, Lord, for this gift. When we choose to sit down and pray and be with him in adoration at the church, in front of the tabernacle, or in the tabernacle of our hearts, our currency with him is our time. That's all he wants, for us to choose to love him by spending some time with him. Go be love. Go talk to Jesus. Keep him centered in your life. I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.